This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Right, hour number two. Joining me now from the lovely confines. Well, I don't know exactly where she's at. She may be in the Adirondacks, which is probably also very lovely. Joining me now from wherever she's at the moment is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Good afternoon.
Hello, Bill. How are you? Yes, the Adirondack Mountains in North Country, where if the state government would ever leave us alone, we would be free people.
I understand. So let's talk about your, I mean, you are a New Yorker that transplanted to North Carolina.
Yes.
To beautiful Beaufort. And they can't leave you alone, can they? Yet they keep pulling you back, pulling you back.
Yes, true. Because last summer, June and July 2022, New York State Governor Hochul pushed through a package of 10 bills, including one that targets federally licensed dealers in firearms. And the unconstitutionality of it all was so egregious that I came back.
Right.
I did show up for duty. It was voluntary. And the case that I filed is Gazzola versus Hochul. That was filed November 1st. And since then, I have been fighting to try to get a preliminary injunction against the defendants, which include the New York State Police, on behalf of my clients. And we've been up and down the federal court system, Second Circuit, up to SCOTUS, back to Second Circuit, up to SCOTUS, back to Second Circuit. And we've been waiting since March 20, when I did oral arguments in Manhattan, for the ruling from the Second Circuit on the request for the preliminary injunction. It's actually been quiet until about 2 weeks ago. Out of the blue, an email showed up from the National Shooting Sports Foundation about a call they had with the New York State Police on about August 4th, and the New York State Police revealed to them their intention to move forward with this entirely new system. They weren't going to wait any longer, is essentially what it boils down to. Since then, we've had New York State Police joint terrorism task force officers in uniform start showing up at dealers' stores playing dumb. We should discuss that some more with our listeners, and asking dealers various questions, not telling dealers, you know, that they could be silent if they wanted to. This is just called an informal chit chat. And then it moves on to an email from Angie, no last name, also from the New York State Police, asking dealers to keep a secret that the New York State Police is working on this system. I mean, you can't make this up.
Right.
Then we get a letter, comes in the mail this past Saturday to a dealer. The date is not even finished. It's from Governor Hochul, and it's from the acting superintendent of the New York State Police, informing dealers that the New York State Police is about to take over the entire background check system to convert New York into what is referred to in the industry as a single point POC, so a single POC state, where they would basically be an intermediary between the dealers and the FBI and the ATF for the background checks. We are challenging that in court. That is part of the request for the preliminary injunction. But the statute, at best, only allows the New York State Police to be an intermediary for handgun checks. So not rifles, not shotguns, not frames, not receivers, not lowers, only handguns. Today, the FBI initiated an email to dealers telling them they are going to shut them off on September 13th and allow the New York State Police to be a single POC. That little juncture is because the state of New York defines a firearm as what we refer to at federal law as a handgun. So stay tuned. I've sent a letter off just an hour ago to the New York State Attorney General's office saying 5 pages worth of you can't do any of this, including you can't target dealers or one of my clients who has the misfortune that his shop is pretty close to the Capitol in Albany. And what we think is that they are looking for their media splash. The governor's been under pressure from the Democratic Party. You're not tough enough on crime. You're not helping candidates down tickets. You're responsible for the loss of 4 of the U.S. House seats. And this has whipped around into Governor Hochul picking on federally licensed dealers and firearms, lawfully conducting business in the stream of commerce under the Second Amendment. Because, of course, it's New York. They don't go after criminals in New York.
Right.
They go after law-abiding citizens and now dealers.
Well, you know, this is not going to do anything about crime. But, I mean, I've been talking with some people about they refer to it as the John Wick permit test that's coming out of New Jersey. Are these guys just trying to make it hard as they possibly can just to own a gun and to conduct business as a gun dealer in New York State? Is that what they're doing?
No, they are trying to shut down dealers. We have 1,791 dealers and pawnbrokers in firearms with federal licenses who have retail space here in the state of New York.
Right.
You shut us down, and you shut down the Second Amendment.
Right.
So what we are doing on Wednesday, September 13, is dealers are going on strike. Stores are going to be closed all across the state of New York. There will be no sales conducted for firearms or for ammunition. And we're doing that to try to raise public awareness of the issue. Yes, it's a year later. Yes, there's still so many people who come into the dealer's shops and they have no idea what it is that we are up against. The idea has taken off like a wildfire, and organically it feels to me like it's finally giving the dealers, more broadly than just my clients, an opportunity to say something.
Right.
And an opportunity to do something. This is the first day in American history such a thing will occur. So it's our Boston Tea Party.
That'll be interesting. Now, all of this, of course, we're coming up on the first break. So here's the question. Where is this in the courts right now? And where do you think it goes in the courts from here? Is it going to be going? Is it the 5th district that does business with you guys?
We're the 2nd district.
2nd district. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's the 2nd district. So that's good to know. And I know that in some cases lately, you've had some pretty good rulings coming out of the 2nd district. But that's all beside the point. How do we find Paloma Campana?
2ampatriot.com. All the documents that I'm talking about are available on my website. There's blogs. Sign up for a free e-blast. There's a page that's named Stripe. Please share that with all the dealers you know.
Give that website out again.
2ampatriot.com.
Paloma Campana. She's been missing for a bit. I accused her yesterday of being a magician because she had disappeared. But she's here. She has made it back to us. And we'll continue with this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. We're talking to Paloma Capana. She's having to do some fighting against some bad folks that, you know, it's a never-ending battle, I guess, and everything. And is that a fair way to put it?
I think it's the beginning of the ground war.
Right.
We had success, of course, in the Heller lawsuit in 2008, in McDonald's in 2010, MySerpa versus Bruin in 2022. So we really have the trilogy of lawsuits that we need to be fighting the battle. And I think opposing forces recognize that. And certainly in the case of Governor Hochul, every town and Giffords got their tender hooks into her. And she announced at the podium that the attorneys for these outside influencers had assisted her with this drafting of these bills that she then jammed through the legislature. So that's about as goofed up a process as we can imagine in our democracy.
Right.
An executor should not be suggesting the law, and outside influencers should not be joined at the hip. This was her phrasing to the TV cameras, joined at the hip with the governor. We the people need to have a voice. And in this case, there were no committee hearings, there was no advance numbering of the bills, there was no opportunity to comment. Laws were passing at 2 a.m. in the morning after the governor had called back into emergency session the legislature on guns and abortion. So this was her retribution against both NYSERDA versus Bruin and then also the Jackson Women's Health decision, which overturned Roe versus Wade. What you're seeing now, though, is a trickle down that I think our listeners need to sort of get more tuned into. And that is, what is the officer conduct going to be when an extremist law is passed? So I mentioned in the first segment that NYSP JPTF, so Joint Terrorism Task Force officers, started showing up at dealers unannounced, and they waltzed in with this little four-page document called a New York Dealer Certification / Compliance Checklist, and it's a series of yes-no questions. And they walked in and they were like, oh, we got this email. Oh, our boss is telling us we have to come out. We don't know what we're doing. We haven't received any training. Could you help me? Well, for anybody who's ever been in a gun store, you give a dealer an open invitation to talk shop, of course they're going to help you. They love what they do.
Sure.
They read everything. I mean, sometimes just to buy a box of ammunition, 2 hours and a cup of coffee later, right? That, however, was a setup. You know, I had dealers who contacted me telling me about these encounters, and I said, but that was an interview. That was not casual conversation, and anything you said can be used against you. And in the state of New York, a violation of one of the 31 new compliance requirements is chargeable as a criminal e-felony, including jail time, monetary fines, revocation of the New York dealer's license, and a stripping away of all Second Amendment rights. You guys have to say nothing. You have to think that you're in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. You have to understand these officers are not your friends. They're not your friends. That was completely scripted. Every single officer at every different dealer, and I have officer cards, all the dealers gave me that information.
Right.
Had exactly the same script. Oh, we're going to take your comments back to the office and we're going to put them on a whiteboard. Well, the mom and pop dealers, some of them over 70, who have been doing this for 50 years, working as partners to the FBI and the ATF to stop true gun criminals from getting their hands on firearms through a dealer, that sounded like they were contributing. They wanted to help.
That's always the way it is, though. That's always the way they do.
Mm. But if you love the Second Amendment,
yeah,
you need to handshake the Fifth Amendment. You need to understand the right to remain silent. You need to understand that we're in a different minute, at least here in the state of New York, And when somebody comes in from JTTF, the first thing that you should be thinking is what I was thinking. We are not terrorists.
Right.
We are not terrorists, domestic or foreign. But that's who we're up against right now in New York.
Well, New York is up against a lot right now. There's a lot of stuff going on in New York that's all crazy. And you've got a lot of stuff going on right now. That's the bad part because it's coming at you from every available angle.
We're rolling straight out of COVID, during which time the governor had actually signed an executive order that the New York State Department of Health could put people in internment camps on their own volition.
Mm.
Fortunately, a state judge and a brilliant young attorney managed to get that struck down. That's on appeal. But we come straight through sort of COVID and that level of craziness into now this era of these laws from 2022. And what the New York State Attorney's Office was sufficiently brazen to freely admit to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in the preliminary injunction motion now pending is that, yes, they do intend to build a database of gun owners. You know, I'm looking at the statute and I'm describing for the court how there's no siloing of the data, how the ATF does not have all information that you put on a form 4473, how the New York State Police are now requiring dealers to mail in their form 4473s twice a year, open their books of acquisition and disposition, and give persons names matched to the serial number and type and so forth of their firearm. And the New York State Attorney's Office simply comes back with, yeah, that's right, we want to create a gun owner's database. Blatantly illegal under the Firearm Owners Protection Act at federal law, and what do they say? Oh, that doesn't apply to us.
How do they get away with that part of that?
Well, they don't yet, but keep your fingers crossed.
Right.
I'm still praying for a miracle out of the Second Circuit. I mean, we haven't gotten a decision in months, and I think they're thinking what I'm thinking. This is now taking long enough. They might actually be writing a decision in our favor.
Right.
And I have a suspicion that's why they're jamming this through.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Paloma Cabana, talking about stuff going on in New York. I want to ask you a question about something that's going on in New York as well. How do they find you?
2ampatriots.com.
New York State of Mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. While supporters of former President Trump wait for his arrival at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, those against him are also there. Ryan Lee explains why he's proud of Fulton County DA Fannie Willis.
For letting Trump know that the shenanigans they pulled in 2020 were insane and illegal, and it's something to be celebrated that he's finally being held to account here in Fulton County.
Abolishing the Department of Education and giving more educational control back to the states
are among the ideas from Republican presidential candidates. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy wants Department of Education money to focus more on students. While education is among several issues, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum wants more state control. Authorities in Hawaii say 92% of the search is complete after the Maui wildfires. The death toll stands at 115. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Voice. And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She's quite busy. I can see some other things that you might have to look into. Have you ever heard of the C-40 agreement?
No.
So this is an agreement that is the whole concept and everything is funded by Bloomberg. And in this agreement, 14 cities in the U.S., New York City being one of them, have agreed by 2030 to transition to the people of the city. They get to consume 0% dairy, 0 kilograms of dairy per year, 0 kilograms of beef per year. They get no car. They can buy between 3 and 8 items of clothing per year. And they can fly 932 miles one way and 932 miles back every 3 years. And that's just the highlights. So you're going to be busy. You're a young person, right?
You know, cutting back on clothing, probably we all could put a little less stress on the planet. I think the challenge that we're going to start facing is how to handle the differences between cities and rural areas, and that's kind of, you know, our end of our spectrum. Because if we look back at the Civil War, it was a Mason-Dixon line. How would you carve up America at this point if there was going to be a Civil War Part 2? Geographically, there's no way for it to make any sense. We have to stand and fight in place to come back to moderation for all. It's just the way of it.
Yeah. The whole thing with it, though, that I'm seeing when I look at all the stuff that they're doing, like right now in Maui, one of the things they intend to do is they want to turn, they're going to build a 15-minute city there. right? And this is all part of the they want to know where you're at. They want to be able to contain where you're going, right? All this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a car, you know. If you don't have a car, they know where you're at all the time. So, this is called the future of urban consumption in a 1.5 degree centigrade world. And while they would be willing to allow you 8 articles of clothing, they would prefer it be 3.
And there's so many ways. I mean, I've spent a good amount of time in Europe, and trips to Europe, never rented a car except once, driving in Paris. The next trip back to France,
right.
Didn't rent a car. you know, and I'm often wondering, why not more rail in America? Why not more mass transit in America? Just from the standpoint of efficiency and ecology. I'm not adverse to
doing
things that are positive for the environment, but we're huge. I mean, Bill, America is huge.
Yeah.
And so if you want a consumption economy, which is what every politician seems to want, is, you know, more jobs and for us to buy more. And, you know, you just watch the financial channels and you feel guilty if you haven't spent several hundred dollars in a day out at your local stores.
Right.
So if you want that consumer economy, it's never going to be a natural fit to the environment. So at some point, you're either going to have to decide to slow the economy and lay people off or convert people across into digging with shovels instead of with, you know, backhoes. You can't have one extreme or the other.
Well, they're wanting to do it. And see, here's the thing. I have no issue at all with the free market doing that. The way certain societies are set up, right? Mass transit makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But with the variety of things that goes on in the United States, it doesn't make as much sense here. The other problem is mass transit is not self-sustaining. It has to be run by the state. I mean,
even
in San Francisco, that is the case. They're trying to figure out how to save BART or whatever they call it there. So until we get to that point to where some of these things actually make sense, then they're just going to have to let things be, and them trying to force us into this position. It's interesting that they don't mention guns between now and 2030, because I just can't imagine the mayor, just think of Eric Adams getting up in front of everybody going, okay, well, I'm shutting down all the steakhouses. No more meat is for sale in the city. No more cars are allowed in the city.
Well, didn't the former mayor of New York City try that with supersized soda beverages?
Well, he did, but it never got anywhere, did it?
No, it didn't. So, but we've converted to paper bags.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you could...
Starbucks has us using far less straws.
Yeah, but they're still serving it in a plastic cup.
But are those little initiatives just more repression of the little guy? Are we not getting at the bigger issues? See, I think that the gun issue is marching itself forward without needing to be part of any contract.
Right.
New York State is the only state in the country that adopted New York General Business Law Section 875. So for those of you who are sitting out there and you want to see just how heinous this page after page after page of attack on dealers is, it really is a mass transit route. It's your streamliner to robbing us of the Second Amendment.
Right.
Because in 2023, we exercise our Second Amendment rights using our credit card at our dealer. Most people don't even know how to reload ammunition. They certainly do not know how to create a firearm starting with a wooden stock. So if you can shut down dealers, either through laws and charging them with crimes, or, for example, the New York ammunition background check system that they're saying they will put into effect on September 13, the dealer has to fill out paperwork for every single box of ammunition. Now, there's no way to make money on that. And ammunition sales is, generally speaking, a good percentage of the average retail store for ammunition and firearms. So you choke that off, even through bureaucracy, oh, innocent bureaucracy, and you're going to shut down the supply chain for firearms and ammunition faster than you think. I have many dealers in the last 2 weeks from here in New York who have literally said to me, I'm not going to be able to sell ammunition.
Right. Right. You know,
I don't have the manpower.
Right. But I'm watching some of these, and I mean, New York, in New York, they believe, Hochul believes that she can cancel cars and gas stoves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and build massive casinos and legalize marijuana.
Oh, is that okay?
And I mean, the entire culture of New York has changed so radically from the point that she and I were both out running for office back when she was a county clerk and she wanted to get into the New York State Senate and then she wanted to run for Congress. You know, so we were passing each other, if you will, on the New York State Thruway,
right,
as happens with candidates. And, you know, the female candidates back in 2006, longer ago than I'd care to admit, right, 2007, 2008. I mean, you know, you say hello to each other.
Sure.
That's just the way it starts. But to think about where she has gone ideologically or in terms of the debt that she owes to the people who fund her politics and her position, it's not even the same person. There's nothing left of the woman I met who was once a candidate.
Coming up on the last break, tell everybody how to find you right quick before we hit that.
My website is 2ampatriot.com. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a little note through the contact page if you log on.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right. One more time. We're going to talk to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. Very busy young lady. I can only imagine that the only good thing about this right now is while your antique shop is shut down, all of the inventory continues to age and get just more and more valuable.
It does. It actually does, right? So it's turning more into my retirement plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Assuming that I ever even get to do that. A friend and I were speaking, and in our discussion about this being sort of the beginning of the ground war for extremism here in New York,
right,
we were saying, well, you know, about 20 years, 15 to 20 years worth of litigation, lots of statutes, lots of lawsuits, and hopefully everything levels out. I thought to myself, and I'm going to be how old at that point? But, you know, I think that a person's passion for civil rights is a lifelong affair.
Sure.
I don't know that you think about retirement. For me, one of the great motivating factors, and I know it is for you, Bill, as well, is getting information out to people. It's shining a spotlight on the wrongdoing. Because just like this Angie email from the New York State Troopers that I mentioned earlier, you know, she's literally asking dealers to keep it a secret. Literally. And I take such delight in posting that to my website, because this is not the Patriot Act. Dealers are not foreign terrorists or domestic. This is not a national security letter. The enemy here is a government that is tyrannical. It's not dealers who are licensed, who go through background checks, who are subject to ATF compliance inspections, who perform, as required by law, any gun trace requests within 24 hours, even if they have to dig through a blizzard. And here in North Country, you do have to do that to get into your shop on a Sunday, because an ATF agent has called and said, can you go look up this record for me, Bob? I've got to have it right now. And you do that because it's the right thing to do. It's legislated, but you do it because it's the right thing to do. And here comes a government that wants to keep their bad doings a secret. And we, the people, have to stand up and make our voices heard. We have to share this information and get it out there so that people can stand up and do things like a historic strike. They can do things like call legislators. One email that was sent back to a dealer that the dealer forwarded to me is the most exasperated staffer from an office in Albany. Yes, we're hearing this from all directions. We know about it already, and we've decided to simply go along with it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, really? That's a GOP staff attorney's office. Really?
Yep.
Okay, you're fired. If I'm the GOP chair for this particular New York State office, how are you serving the GOP? Have you even informed the senators that this is a legal issue? Or are you just literally so frustrated with people bothering you with phone calls and emails that you've decided you're not dealing with it? We can't be that way.
Right.
We've got to put the energy into it. It's the Second Amendment. And if the Second Amendment falls, I don't know where we're at on anything else you're talking about, Bill.
Well, let me ask you one thing. Here's the last thing I'm going to ask you about. So we know that 167 firms have left New York City, Wall Street firms. They've taken $1 trillion in money with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
$1 trillion. Now, very shortly, along with those companies, you know, all these skyscrapers are basically empty.
Yeah.
This is making a major dent in the tax income.
Mm-hmm.
Coming at Wall Street, I think, accounts for 17% of the net income for the state.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that is going away, as New York City empties out, because it's a population center that basically runs the state because of a concentration of voters, right? As those numbers continue to go down, is there any chance at all that you could see this state becoming, because as a state at large, once you get out of New York City, it's actually a pretty big gun state, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Absolutely it is. Yes. Getting set up in the Adirondacks, which actually brought us to North Country. So we had been more central New York until last fall. And here, I mean, everybody knows everybody.
Right.
And it's simply a place where one does not even need to discuss firearms. Even the most liberal, tree-hugging-looking person understands what they are and how to use them, because we got things like 900-pound bears.
Right.
It's just a fact of life. Here, you could run into a rabid fox during the day. It's happened twice this summer. Unfortunately, a child was bitten.
Right.
So, you know, firearms have, I think, more of the historic, traditional relationship to the population here. So even being a woman who's a Second Amendment advocate and attorney and publishing white papers and speaking, I'll be speaking tomorrow night at a particular meeting, you know, it's an acceptable thing even among the women, if you will.
Right.
Even among the ones who might never have handled one, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters. It's completely acceptable. There's nothing odd about it. So I shudder at the public relations, you know, language that these groups have been using now for years to falsely pervert the minds of so many people living in cities or who are more receptive to the messaging. Oh, this is common sense gun law. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's population control. It's government versus the people. There's nothing common sense about that. What's common sense is a bill that Congress debates for 5 years before passing it. That would be the Brady Act, for example.
Right.
5 years they debated that bill out in the light of day. Constituents, floor debates, committee hearings, data, statistics, you name it. That whole record is still there. I've gone through it several times. Absolutely fascinating. And then 5 years on top of that of regulatory work with the FBI and the ATF. So that's 10 total years behind the NICS background check system. We can discuss that vis-a-vis the Second Amendment in 2023.
Yeah.
But all that I'm suggesting is look at that process compared to what New York State Governor Kathleen Hochul did in just a few days' time, one bill at a time, 10 bills total, jamming it through the legislature, 2 a.m. of all the irony, right? I'm 2 a.m. patriot. Here comes this hideous Senate Bill 51001 at 2 o'clock in the morning. It can't be allowed to continue. And thank heavens we have the access to the federal court system that we do and the Supreme Court bench that we do, because that's where I'm going to have to find my relief here on the ground in New York.
I've been seeing some relief coming from the Second Circuit. So, I mean, at least they take the Bruin decision more serious than obviously Hochul does. Did you ever think you'd get a worse governor than Cuomo? Did you think Hochul was going to be worse than Cuomo?
Did not. No. In fact, I spoke with then Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul completely on a whim in the State House after the SAFE Act had passed, and I had drafted something that became ultimately a numbered bill here in New York, not passed, but it's numbered, it's still there, the Civil Rights Restoration Act, to correct 5 different sections of the SAFE Act.
Right.
And I wanted to take a copy to her office, and the secretary says, oh, you know, and who are you? And I said who I was. Oh, yes, you know, I met her when we were campaigning. Oh, the secretary says, wait a minute. She pops into, I'm going to say it as Kathy, not meaning to sound disrespectful, but pops into Kathy's office. Kathy pops out. Oh, hey, Paloma, hi, how are you? You know, we shake hands. What are you doing? Oh, I'm working on this bill. May I give you a copy? No, I did not see this coming. No. And I'm sad. I'm sad for this outcome. I'm sad for New Yorkers. I'm sad for democracy. Well, sad for dealers, most of all, however, she has targeted.
We're going to have to leave it at the sadness. Please tell everybody how to find you.
2ampatriot.com.
Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Oh, Bill, I've missed you, and I've missed the listeners.
I've missed you, too.
Let's do this again soon.
You come down out of the Adirondacks from time to time and give me a buzz.
I will do. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.